From the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie. This is the first edition of the Southwest Derby Report. The deadline is 4:30 p.m. Arizona time on Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009. 09, 09, 09. How damn cosmic is that? John Lennon must be smiling somewhere in the ninth circle, I'll bet. A lot of information to get through this week, especially in the listings of the upcoming bouts in the next fortnight. So let's get down to brass tacks, skaters and fans. This past couple of weekends in Derby action saw battles in Texas, California, and Hawaii, including the Dallas Derby Devils Seasonal Championship. So let's start with that. Saturday night, 29th of August at Nitex Sports Center in Big D. The Slaughterers kept the league championship for a third consecutive year as they beat the High Seas Hotties 64-57, with the Death Row Rumblers grabbing third place for the season with an 81-77 defeat of the Suicide Shifters. Also on the 29th of August at Three Star Ice in Shenandoah, Texas, there was a bout between the Houston Roller Derby Hard Knocks and the Minnesota Roller Girls All-Stars, which had the Hard Knocks on top 103-76. Thanks again, Derby News Network. But unfortunately, according to a post on the HRD MySpace blog, the night ended early because of some misfortune or other, which I don't have the details of here. They didn't mention it there. I'll try to get back on it next week. BaronOfArizona@gmail.com is the email address should someone have the real poop on what all took place in Shenandoah. On Saturday, the 5th of September, at the Palama Settlement Gymnasium in Honolulu, the Dixie Derby Girls from Huntsville, Alabama, visiting Pineapple Paradise, defeated the host Pacific Roller Derby by almost double the score, 137-78. According to Derby News Network. Those were some happy planes back to Huntsville, I'll bet. By the way, not only is DerbyNewsNetwork.com wrapping its seasonal fundraiser, by the time most of you will hear this, KXCI Radio is going to be starting there, so why not throw a few bucks towards both our tribes? I know that Randy Peterson, our local pope at KXCI, would be particularly happy to see some dollar signs roll in from the podcast of this program. And it'll prove to me once and for all that all this begathon hoo-ha actually is worth the effort. More details on our fundraiser is at kxci.org. And Hurt Reynolds would love to have a few more dead presidents to drop by DerbyNewsNetwork.com, wouldn't you, Hurt? Eh? Anyway, Derby News Network is also having a lot of scores, including this one from out east last weekend with the visiting Cincinnati Roller Girls edging out the arch-rival Roller Girls in St. Louis. 64-63. That was on Saturday, the 5th of September. On the following Sunday night, the 6th of September, at Playland Skate Center in Austin, Texas, the TXRG Texecutioners spanked the visiting Bay Area Derby Girls 83-77, sending the bad girls home to SFO for their efforts. Again, many thanks to Hurt Reynolds at Derby News Network. Now remember, to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report, always get me the date and send me the information. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. Just think of the old Vincent Price movie, The Baron of Arizona. That's where the username comes from. And as for you fans, now if you can make an MP3 with a shout out to your favorite league team or skater anywhere in the world, I'd love to hear some from Australia and New Zealand or from Europe or from Japan, whatever. Just send it in to baronofarizona@gmail.com and we'll run it here on the Southwest Derby Report in a future edition. Now it's time for this weekend's bouts. Listen up, because one of these riots will be going on somewhere within driving distance of you. On the weekend of the 12th of September 2009, there's Derby going on in California, Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. First in my own heart, we'll have Derby at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium in California, hosted by the Santa Cruz Derby Girls. My Tucson Iron Curtain will be visiting that night. And Santa Cruz, wait until you get a load of Hell in Wheels. Wow. Further on down the coast, the Ventura County Derby Darlings are going to be hosting the San Diego Roller Derby Starlets at the Ventura County Fairgrounds on Harbor Boulevard in Ventura. Even farther down the coast, in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, at the Doll Factory on West Temple Street, the LA Swarm will be hosting the visiting San Diego Sirens. Somewhat in from the coastline, Visalia at the Roller Zone, the Inland Empire Derby Divas are going to invade the track of the V-Town Derby Dames. Whole lot of derby going on in the Golden State. Now, if you're in the Salt Lake City, Utah vicinity on Saturday, you have a choice of events. The Wasatch Roller Derby has a charity fundraiser at the Hollywood Connection in West Valley. That's going to benefit the South Valley Sanctuary Domestic Violence Shelter. And in SLC proper, the Junction City Roller Girls pay a visit to the Salt City Shakers at the Salt Palace at 100 Southwest Temple. In Denver, Colorado, the Rocky Mountain Roller Girls are going to be hosting the Slaughterhouse Derby Girls from Greeley. Over in Kansas City, the Roller Warriors will be hosting the Duke City Minecas Muertas. And last but not least, by a damn sight, a Calvello Cup playoff brawl at the Austin Convention Center Hall, number one, between the number two and number three TXRD Lone Star teams, the Hellcats and the Rhinestone Cowgirls. Now, while I have the ears of you folks in Austin, this goes for both the TXRD Lone Stars and the Texas Roller Girls. There's a new woman that has skated into Austin from Tucson, graduated from the Derby Rats to the TRD Iron Curtain and the Saddle Tramps that we still refer to affectionately here in Tucson as Lucifer. Luz took a lot of clanking metal away from the Wheelie Awards a few moons back. Now, if that woman doesn't find a spot in either the TXRG or the Lone Stars, something stinks in Austin worse than Good Hair Perry's policies. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, all of that track action taking place Saturday night, September the 12th, the following day. And yes, there actually are Sundays in Oklahoma, even an occasional Sunday the 13th. Oklahoma City Roller Derby takes on the host Green Country Roller Girls at Broken Arrow Roller Sports on West Oakland in Broken Arrow. That's, of course, the Tulsa area. Of course, there's also the first of the WFTDA regionals taking place this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, hosted by the Great Carolina Roller Girls. The out-of-towners involved are the Connecticut Roller Girls, the DC Roller Girls, Charm City, Steel City Derby Demons, they're from Pittsburgh, Dominion Derby Girls, Philly Roller Girls, Gotham Girls Roller Derby from the Big Apple, Providence Roller Derby, and the Boston Derby Dames. It all kicks off Friday, the 11th of September. Playoff brackets, of course, are at WFTDA.org. And how it all shakes out should be on next week's Southwest Derby Report. And, of course, on DerbyNewsNetwork.com. And, of course, the Western Regionals Derby on the Rocks, in which my Tucson Roller Derby Saddle Tramps take part. That's going on in Denver, where it takes two leagues, the Denver Roller Dolls and the Rocky Mountain Roller Girls, to host that whole megilla. That's the first weekend in October. Next weekend, there will be Derby in Lake Tahoe in Reno, Nevada, Los Angeles, El Segundo, Bakersfield, and Antioch, California, Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, including the Arizona Derby Dames Seasonal Championship, Castle Rock, Colorado, Corpus Christi, and Mesquite, Texas, as well as the WFTDA North Central Regionals Brawl of America up in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. All of that will be yacked about with this very mouth, can you believe that, on the next Southwest Derby Report. And again, remember, to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report, try to make this thing a little less bare bones than this first edition, okay? Anyway, always get me the date and send me the information regardless of where it is in the Derby world. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want, and email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona @gmail.com. This program is produced at the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, where it wouldn't be a bad idea to email our general manager, Randy Peterson, at randy@kxci.org. You can let him know how much you appreciate KXCI allowing the Southwest Derby Report to be produced here. I'm King David McKenzie. Make sure to get out of the next 7 days alive, everybody.